Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Abraham Lincoln reflected, "I remember my mother's prayers, and they have always followed me. They have clung to me all my life." There's nothing quite so fine, endeared, and earnestly desired as a praying mother. Our guest today is a woman of prayer. There's just something about a mother who prays, someone who seems to know the private corridors of heaven, the secret place of entreating the movements of the King of Kings. We pause for a moment to remind you that the reason we have the Good Life Hawaii radio show is to bring you to the King of Kings, the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. He who loves you so much that He died on the cross for your sins over 2,000 years ago, that He shed His precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away, yours and mine's. He was buried and He rose again on the third day. And the living Christ calls you to Himself for you to put your trust in Him. And the finished work of Christ that was done on the cross of Calvary and His redemption can be yours by faith. Nothing that you and I could ever do, but the work has already been completed in Jesus, by Jesus. So would you trust Him and in so doing open your heart and enter into a personal relationship with Almighty God? And know the new dimensions and the quality of life that can be lived today, in spite of and even in the midst of whatever challenges you might be facing. Sheila Ringer is the Hawaii State Coordinator for Moms in Prayer. You may have heard of the organization Moms in Touch. Well, it's the same organization. The name has changed. And Sheila Ringer has been a part of the Moms in Prayer ministry for 14 years. She's married to Alfred Ringer, and they have two children. Shaden, who is a full-time missionary serving with Niños de la Promesa in Tijuana, Mexico, as well as Hume, Hawaii, and Walking on Waters Ministries. Their daughter, Shaylena, is a student at Biola University, completing her degree in communication disorders. In this phone interview with Sheila, she gives us insights on how prayer has made a difference in her life and how prayer can make a difference in yours too. Join me in this time, heart-to-heart, personal time, with Sheila Ringer. I'm here with Sheila Ringer. Sheila, where did you grow up?
Oh, thank you for asking. I grew up in California, Pismo Beach area, and I moved to Kauai, Hawaii when I was end of seventh grade.
What brought you to Hawaii?
Well, I'm the youngest of five children. My oldest brother is 16 years older than me. And my mom and dad were divorced, and just some challenging times in our family's lives. And my brother Tim and brother Dennis was living here on Kauai. They were surfers and all, and just a really hard circumstance took place in my family. And they felt it was best to move my mom and I here on Kauai, which I'm very thankful that they did during that time.
What did it feel like coming to Hawaii as a seventh grader or thereabouts? How did you feel?
It was a very challenging time for me. I was baptized as a Catholic, of course, as a little baby. And my mom did her best of trying to raise me in the faith. But being the youngest and just how circumstances was taking place, I was very much in the world. So I do believe at that time God took me out of that area that I was in California and placed me here on Kauai. And through my childhood, living here in Kauai, I did not come to know the Lord or even really had anybody share the faith or try to bring me into a Bible-believing church. I had ones that Jehovah's Witnesses and Mormons, but no one really that I've seen, you know, I look back at my childhood, that shared Christ with me. So it was a lot of, you know, my strength and, of course, my mom, mm-hmm. she could raise me.
Who would you say influenced you most in your growing up years?
I would say my brother, Cam. He's my second oldest brother, and then plus my oldest brother, Packy, just through their lives and all. And they just shared, you know, their love and care for me and kind of looked at them as being, you know, a father figure in my life, even though they weren't there all the time for me.
Mm-hmm. So these were the two brothers that were surfers on Kauai?
Yeah, it was actually my brother Dennis and my brother Tim. They were surfers in Kauai. And then my oldest brother, Paxton, he was more into cowboy and not surfing.
How did you become a Christian?
Well, I grew up here in Kauai. I graduated here at Waimea High School in Kauai. And just mainly my mom and I have a sister who's 5 years older than me. You know, she would come and go, but eventually I got married to a wonderful husband now after 27 years we just made.
Mm-hmm.
But we were having major marital problems. Our son, Shaden, was 6 years of age, and our daughter, Shilana, was 3, and we were having major marital problems. Everything was just crashing down upon us. And I would say we were probably heading up for a divorce. A lot of people didn't realize what was happening behind the closed doors. We were in the world, kind of drinking, party scenes a little bit here and there. And so I was working at a pharmacy, and there's a precious sister there that I would come to work with all these heavy burdens, and she would just share just the love of God, and not to overwhelm me, but just what I needed. So she invited me to church. So my husband and I thought, well, if we go to church, that would probably help our marriage. So we went to this Bible-believing church, and it was there. Probably a good fight after 9 months. Finally let go of everything and accepted the Lord into my life and my husband too, and we got baptized together. So it was a very joyous moment of coming to know the Lord through almost brokenness of a marriage and all. And once came to know the Lord, you know, I had a lot of baggage from my past and all, but God's been good and gracious working through it all.
Mm-hmm. Having come to the Lord, how has the Lord helped you and your husband work through some of those rough spots?
Well, I can, you know, look back. It's probably over 17 years ago, but it was once I received Christ in my heart, and I was really just like devoted my life to Him, and just the love I felt once I accepted Christ into my life, and just the love and everything I felt, you know, with Him. And I was going to a church, and, you know, we were going to Sunday school, and I was learning about prayer and His love and all. And for the week before, I was planning to get baptized. And You know, I was baptized when I was a little baby, so it was hard for one to receive that I was going to get baptized again. This point in my life that I almost didn't get.
That's Sheila Ringor sharing about her encounter with Christ. Actually, her and her husband Alfred's encounter with Christ when they were on the verge of divorce. Things were really spiraling out of control. Many issues, baggage of the past, and they weren't making it with their young children, a five-year-old and a two-year-old. But then Christ came into their lives. They opened their hearts to Christ together. But there is never a place more hopeful, ironically, than at that place where we are humbled to come to Christ and allow Him to take over our situation, our marriage, our finances, our parenting, our own lives. And to, oh, the relief of putting our lives in the hands of Christ and to start anew, afresh. Well, that's the story of Sheila Ringor. She's now the Hawaii State Coordinator of Moms in Prayer. Has been doing that for about 4 years. Been along with the ministry for 14 years, and she's seen amazing things happen. We're going to take a break right now, but when we come back, more in this interview with Sheila Ringor. As you listen, is it a moment for you to experience that greatest hope like I talked about just a moment ago? That there can be a surrender to Christ. And in that surrender, a hopefulness like you've never known before. That Christ can take whatever situation you're in. And then there, right there, begin to turn it into some amazing things if you surrender to Him. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
You better believe it. I've been there. Oh, yes, I've been there. I'm talking about the place where I needed somebody to pray for me. And you know what? When they pray, I've not only found comfort in the fact that someone's praying for me, but then things happen that's, you know, I've got to admit that it's just more than happenstance, chance. No, these things are happening because someone is praying. And even the Bible talks about a father who, you know, whose son has gone off and... This one called that son that has become wayward. And then all of a sudden, the son comes to his senses. Now, I got to think back about a praying dad, a praying mom, a praying parent who, when a child comes to their senses, it's the working of God, the working of God's Spirit. And that's happened to me. I've come to my senses. Maybe some might say, well, Danny, you know, I still need to come to my senses on some other things. And they're praying for me. And perhaps others are praying for you because we need God to move in our lives. And these things happen in ways that are beyond what I can manipulate or what someone else can manipulate. We need God to move. And a praying mother, like our guest today, well, there is a certain prayer, there's a certain power in that. Isn't it amazing that even though it's a mystery of sorts, that God allows us to pray, to entreat Him, and He answers, He moves. I haven't figured it all out and don't think I ever will, but our guest today shares about that. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Sheila Ringer from Kauai. She is actually the Hawaii State Coordinator of Moms in Prayer. And if you're tuning in right now, she shared about her upbringing, tough upbringing, in our previous segment. You can get the whole program as a podcast. Go ahead and go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. And by the way, if you go there and it's not up right away, check back, because we're in that process of getting it posted. And once it's there, you can you share it with others as well. But now let's come back and listen to this time with Sheila Ringer.
I was a little baby, so it was hard for one to receive that I was going to get baptized again. This point in my life that so I almost didn't get baptized because I felt like I needed to kind of please man, family, this and that. But for the week before I got baptized, I almost didn't. But I was at home and the children were playing, and I was, I just started crying, like just out of nowhere, just started crying, and I wasn't too sure why I was crying, but it was just it was a cry, and all of a sudden I heard this loud and clear, and it was the Lord's voice. At the time, I was just trying to grasp it all, but the Lord said to forgive your dad, and my dad was one who was in. Very abusive to my mom. He was an alcoholic. And, you know, they got divorced when I was younger, before I moved back. You know, I moved here to Kauai. And but I heard the Lord's voice loud and clear telling me to forgive my dad. And I was just learning about prayer. So I stopped crying, and I just started praying because I didn't know what else to do as a young believer just walking out with Christ. And so I started praying, and through that prayer, I was able to forgive my dad. And he was one man who I could say I hated. When we received the call, when I was living here, he got ran over by a car. And my brother, Tim, was actually calling my mom to tell, you know, to let my mom know. They were already divorced and all. But I was more hurt that my brother, Tim, didn't want to talk to me, that he needed to talk to mom, like, right away. And even when I found out, like, you know, my dad got ran over a car and he may not make it, you know, that young age, I think I was about eighth grade, I didn't even care. I had such hate and bitterness in my heart for him that I didn't even care if he was going to die that night. So, you know, I stuffed that away in my heart. So, but the week before I got baptized, it just kind of all surfaced, and that was one person in my life I hated. But through praying and all, I found forgiveness from my dad, and he really was past and gone, but I was able to forgive, and it set me free, and I did eventually get baptized that week.
You talked about prayer, and you know, you started praying and you stopped crying. It's something that you've done that's been instrumental in changing not only yourself, but seeing God change in situations, circumstances of life. How would you say, in prayer, Christ has made a difference in your life?
Well, I'm very thankful. I know I'm not perfect in His image, and I thank the Lord every day for His grace and His love upon my life, and being, you know, part part of Moms in Prayer International Prayer Ministry. It has helped me in life. I started in the ministry when our son was fifth grade and our daughter was second grade, and I haven't stopped in the ministry since then. And now they're young adults. So I've learned much in prayer and just the love of God. And I think just having that gracious spirit, Moms in Prayer really continues to guide and direct and teaches us just to have that gracious spirit. And in 1 Peter 4:8, above all things, have intense and unfailing love for one another that covers, you know, a multitude of sins and disregards of offenses of others. And just being in Moms in Prayer, we learn to pray scripturally, one accord, conversational. And whenever we pray scripturally and we stay focused on that scripture, it just really helps us to stay focused on God's word that does not turn void. And it just helps us.
Talk to me about the ministry Moms in Prayer. What do you do? And maybe even before that, how did you get involved?
Well, I got involved, my son, he was fifth grade at an elementary school, and I was PCNC at that time, Parent Community Networking Center. I was the facilitator for the school. Son was, he was just going through, he's a very strong-willed child, and he was just going through some things, and then we had our daughter, and so I was invited by a friend, you know, just to learn more about Moms in Prayer. And once I learned more and once I started praying in a group, it was just something that I knew that I needed to put time aside weekly for. And it's 1 hour once a week that we pray, you know, for our children and for their schools, or, you know, young adults for their careers. And it's just a very powerful time of prayer where we move into, we choose an attribute of the Lord or character of Him. And, you know, we just take that time of just praising Him off of the scriptures that the leader chooses at that time. And then we move into a silent time of confession where we just confess our sins unto Him. And then we move into a time of thanksgiving, of just thanking God, you know, what he has been doing and how he's been answering our prayers. And then the intercession part is such a powerful time because we place a scripture over our child. And, you know, when we're praying scripturally over our children, it's just the most powerful thing you can do. And then when you have another mom that comes in agreement with the scripture over your child, it's just, we know that, you know, our children are being covered in prayer and through God's word.
You look at a mountain and you see, well, for that matter, you look at an island and you see what's above the surface of the water, and it's land. And there's a lot that can happen on that land, but what we very very often overlook is that there's a lot going on beneath the surface of the waters. It's what's going on that we cannot see, but there are benefits and blessings and things that exist because of what's going on beneath. And I think that's a good analogy or illustration when it comes to prayer. There are things that happen. Yes, blessings, benefits, guidance, directions, repentance, humility, sometimes humiliation that takes place for bringing someone back on course before the Lord. And wisdom, insight, guidance, foresight, vision, all those things come as a result of communing with God. And here Sheila Ringor talks about the ministry of intercession, particularly for children, her children, as a mother to her children, and as other mothers gather together. In fact, to find out more about Moms in Prayer ministry, go to momsinprayer.org. That's momsinprayer.org. If you want to get in touch with Sheila Ringor, who is the Hawaii State Coordinator of Moms in Prayer, 808-212-0170. 808-212-0170. And her email address, hi@momsinprayer.org. That's hi@momsinprayer.org. I'm speaking of Sheila Ringor, Hawaii State Coordinator for Moms in Prayer Ministries. You can find out more. You can find out what to do, how to do it, many resources there, and then also how to become a part of it. Moms in Prayer. Vital Ministry, we're going to come back and talk more with her in this phone interview that I was privileged to have with Sheila, as she shares not only about the act of praying, the how and the why of being involved in the ministry like this, but also opening up. She's been very transparent in sharing the things that she's gone through and how it's affected her and how God used that. Even times of pain, times requiring forgiveness through marriage and parenting. Hey, stuff that we can all relate with. And God is a part of each aspect of our lives. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
There is prayer, prayer power, and there is power in prayer. In fact, the fact that we have the Good Life Radio Show is a result of that. People praying, people like yourself, praying for our program, our show, that it would be a blessing in ministry to others who listen. And I've got some good news for you. Recently, we got picked up. We have our 90-second features. They're like 90-second cuts of some of our interviews. That includes a devotional and an inspirational and motivational thought. And we just got picked up in New York, Florida, Georgia, Mississippi, and Alabama. And that takes us to, we're reaching on a daily basis 18 states. And we're on 45 different radio outlets across the country and growing. And I want to thank you for being a part of that. And that's why I mentioned the Good Life Partnership Club. In doing that, you are becoming a part of expanding the power of the stories of what Christ has done in people's lives, and it becomes a point of reach, outreach, contact for others to be able to relate with those stories, and then through that, come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. And to join our partnership club, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click partners, and we have the specific information for you there. But continue with us in prayer, and I encourage you to join us in your support. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro and Sheila Ringwar, who is the Hawaii State Coordinator for Moms in Prayer, is our guest today. And Sheila is sharing about the power of prayer and the uniqueness of this ministry that you can be a part of. And now let's go back to our time with Sheila Ringwar.
Are being covered in prayer and through God's word.
What difference? What difference would you say praying for your child and your connection with Moms in Prayer, what difference has it made in your own life, your family?
I know for me, just everything. I mean, God still is teaching me and training me up, just different areas of life that I'm going through now. And but I just know it just makes such a big difference. One of my favorite verses is Philippians 4:13, that I can do everything through him who gives me strength. Just the childhood I had, I can say not too confident, a lot of insecurity. But when I look to God's word and what he says, you know, I can do everything through him who gives me strength, I stand to believe on that. And then I love the 2 Corinthians 4:18. It's we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. And for what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. And when I, that's just such promises, like when we're praying for our children, young adults, yeah, there's a lot of things that we're not going to see God answering prayer, but we know that he's working and he's going to answer in his timing, and there's going to be much unseen that we never see until we enter into his kingdom. And that's, you know, just such promises I try to stand upon, and that we pray by, you know, by might and not by power and by his spirit.
You're the Hawaii State Coordinator now of Moms in Prayer. Now, what do your responsibilities entail?
Yes, I'm very thankful and to the Lord that he's called me into this position, and I did hear his voice loud and clear that he wants me to remain in it one more year and maybe even beyond that. It is a big commitment, but it's one that my husband supports me, and I'm very thankful. But it's overseeing the state of Hawaii and building up leaders throughout the state. We have we've broken down Hawaii in 8 different areas, and each area praying for an area coordinator. There's some areas that does have area coordinators, and then from there, the area coordinator builds up their team, and we focus on building up teams and just going back to the mission statement of Moms in Prayer. It's to impact children and schools worldwide for Christ by gathering moms to pray. And our vision statement is that every school in this world would be covered in prayer. So it's it is a big task that's before us, but we know, you know, we serve a big God, and we know, you know, step by step, we're going to live out this vision to glorify God.
If someone wanted to get involved or get in touch with you, a mother, how would they do that?
Well, Moms in Prayer has a wonderful, you know, website. You can go to the website, and there's a lot of good information there. It's www.momsinprayer.org. And right there, just, you know, and even there you can connect and get with, you know, other groups too. Highly recommend them just to start praying for just one more mom to join in with them. And if they get the Moms in Prayer new booklet out, it has everything in the booklet that is a good guide to show of how we pray and how to, you know, to pray in the ministry. And also my phone number is 808-212-0170. So they're welcome to call me there. And then my email is hi@momsinprayer.org.
Okay, so that's phone number 808-212-0170. And your email, hi@momsinprayer.org.
Yes, it used to be called Moms in Touch, but just recently we changed the name.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same, everything's same in the ministry, but just Moms in Prayer instead of in touch.
Sounds like even more clear in terms of the focus of what you're doing. Moms in Prayer. Sheila, how is your son? You talked about starting to pray for him when he was in the fifth grade, and then and that would be Shaden, right?
Yes.
And then Shaylina, when she was in second grade. Now, years later, you've been involved for 14 years. What are they doing now? What's Shaden doing now?
Well, Shaden, like I said earlier, he was a very strong-willed child. And so come his senior year, his mind was pretty set that he was a really good photographer, and he was working for the Garden Island newspaper and all. And his mind was set that he was going to go to Brooks Photography School, and he was pretty set there. And I knew that's not where God wanted him, so I kept, you know, faithfully praying for him. Well, his senior year, our church, they went to Mexico at an orphanage, and he went, and he does admit today that he went for all the wrong reasons, because it was just a trip and this and that. But while he was there, I was just faithfully praying that God would get his heart and would just turn, you know, him around. And sure enough, when Shaden came home from that mission trip in his senior year, he had a change of heart, and he wanted to go to Biola. So praise God, we had gifted money, so he was able to go to Biola that first year. And I knew that he wasn't going to remain at Biola. I knew that was going to be like a stepping stone for something else that I knew, like we needed to get him to Biola. So sure enough, he went to Biola for the first year, and then the second year, he was at Biola, and I just kept asking him, you know, you sure you're supposed to return to Biola? And he was sure. But come October, when he was at Biola, they had that conference, and Francis Chan was there, and this and that. But, yeah, God confirmed up to him that Shaden needed to leave all his treasures there at Biola and to serve God in Mexico. So that's what he did. He packed up his car and off he went, and he served God in Mexico. So that was a very...
That's quite a thing to do. I mean, be 19 years old and just leave things behind to go and pursue a calling from God. It sort of makes me think about, you know, when Jesus talked to the rich young ruler, you know, get rid of all the things that you have, sell it, give to the poor, and come follow me. And here Shaden Ringor does that. He has a wonderful opportunity to there finish his education at Biola University in La Mirada, California. But no, he hears the call of God, and he goes. And he's there ministering full-time now in Tijuana, Mexico. These are things that have come about as a result of prayer, a life of prayer from a dear mother whose name is Sheila Ringor, our guest today. But that gives us entrance into not just the complexities, but the marvelous wonders that come about when we live lives of prayer. If you're a mother today, this is certainly an encouragement to you, it's an inspiration, but, you know, as a father, it's an inspiration, a reminder for me as well, that prayer, coming before God and bringing our requests to Him and letting Him lead us in our prayers for our children can have great results in terms of the deeper dimensions of what happens in their life and what happens in our life and our lives. When we come back, Sheila will share a little bit more about Shaden and what's happening. And then she'll talk about her daughter, Shaylena. Actually, Shaylena has been a guest on our show, but we'll get it from the mom's perspective. And that's always very unique. Hey, if you're a mom, you have a very unique perspective on your dear children, whatever age they are, wherever stage they are in their lives. And you, dear mother, can make a big, big difference. Stay with us. We'll be back with more from Sheila Ringhorn.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, talking about prayer, if you have a prayer request, if something is burdening you, if we can help stand with you and pray with you, well, let us know. You can email me at danny@thegoodlifehawaii.com or go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and you can, you know, send us your prayer requests that way. And one of my co-hosts who also works closely with our ministry, Leslie Silva, has a marvelous way of praying for and sharing in her email responses, her way of ministering to people who share their needs with scripture. And I mean, it's like she prepares a prayer. She prays for you in writing, and you can have that just as a way of encouraging, strengthening you. But now, in fact, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com for that. But now let's go back to our time with Sheila Ringhorn as we conclude our time together in this very special interview.
God in Mexico. So that was a very, even though I knew God like spoke to me and prepared me, but when it actually happened, it was a very hard time of, you know, letting kid and go, because he was only 19 at that time.
And he went.
He went.
Hmm. Now, he serves at Niños de la Promesa?
Yes.
What is that?
It's in, so now Shaden lives in Tijuana. He has his, you know, own independent living, and he is a full-time missionary there. So he serves there. It's an orphanage there, and it's like right down the street from his apartment.
And how about Shalina? I know she's been on our show. We featured her. But from your perspective, as a mother and a woman of prayer, what have you seen the Lord do in her life?
Yes. Shalina, you know, we had our ups and downs. So I thank God for moms in prayer and just coming into prayer. And, you know, I just write my heart out in prayer with my other moms there. And it, you know, we raising daughters, it is very challenging. We had our ups and downs. But when she went to a church camp her junior year, me and her was in a good area of life together. We were in unity with the Lord, and I felt she was set free from some things. And when she was at this camp, she received that vision from the Lord of, you know, of Young Life Capernaum, what is taking place now in Kauai. But she received that vision, and she shared it to me at a good time where I knew it was of the Lord. It was from her pure heart, and I knew that we just have to keep praying. And it was just amazing what the Lord did through Moms in Prayer and the connection with Young Life Capernaum in San Jose and all. Yeah, so it was amazing how she received that the vision. And then how we prayed. It was just a ministry that just started up here on Kauai. And it's just amazing experiencing a vision like that, praying, and then just seeing it happen.
Hmm. Now, you've been married for 27 years to Alfred.
Mm-hmm.
How did you meet?
Well, we were in the world, so... we met at a nightclub. It was called Club Daddy's here in Kauai back in the day.
And now, through the years, you've been involved with prayer. You've seen the Lord move and work and lead and guide. How has He been supportive of you, and how has it impacted your marriage relationship?
I just see, you know, being in this ministry and living out, you know, what God is calling and all. And I just, Moms in Prayer, you know, they always stress that you always put, you know, God first, of course, and you put your husband, your family above all things. And so, you know, throughout my life, that's, you know, I try to live that out. And I think for Alfred, he's seen, you know, many, many answers to, you know, answers to prayer. And I think he just sees the love of Christ in me. And also he sees my struggles and everything. And he's very supportive and loving. And he's just there for me.
Mm-hmm. What has the Lord been saying to you recently?
I know the Lord's been saying that, you know, we're living in challenged times right now. My, you know, my children are young adults now, and we're considered empty nesters now. My husband and I at home, and I just see the times that, you know, we're times that's going through just in this world and all, and I just see more and more that, you know, we got to keep our eyes fixed on the Lord. He's the author and the perfecter of our faith, and we just got to keep really protecting ourselves of not being, you know, entangled or hindered in any type of sin. And my heart is just to reach, you know, many, many more families out there and just to help them how once came along my path when I was, you know, raising children and in the younger days of my life, and just to be there and just to help them and to teach them and to bring them, for ones that don't know Christ, to bring them to Christ. That's really a passion of mine, is to bring people to, you know, the loving grace of God. And from that, we know once we get God in our life and we lean upon Him, and we're not perfect. You can ask my siblings. We are not perfect creatures, but yet through Him, we just keep trying to live out and you know, do things according to what He's calling and asking.
How would you say the Lord has helped you through difficult times?
I've been learning much about who I am in Christ, and I try to keep going back to the character of God and who I became and yet who I need to still to become more and more like Him. And I just think it's a every second daily battle to walk, you know, with Christ and just to be a good servant for Him and just to give Him glory. Mm-hmm. Of course, you know, there's a lot of challenges and a lot of it's ones within our own family that we still desire for them to see, to come to know Christ and His love. And a lot of times they look into our own lives and they don't see Christ in us. And, you know, my passion is just for them just to see who God is and for them to come to know God, who He really is.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite scripture verse?
Well, the Philippians 4:13, you know, I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. And also the 2 Corinthians 4:18. I just love that we can fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen.
Mm-hmm. Why is that? Why are those your favorite verses?
I think because, you know, there's a lot of challenges that comes along our path. And I know yet to come along my path. It's going to be many, many more. You know, there's a lot of sisters and brothers out there that's going through a lot of difficult times right now, and I can't even grasp or understand what they're going through. And I know for me, too, I mean, yet to come my way, too, I'm sure. But, you know, it's just such a promise in God's Word that you can do everything through Him, who He's the one that's going to give us strength. And the other one, to fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. Because what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is internal. And this is such a promise. Because a lot of times, our son, Shaden, you know, he serves, and he also does the street ministry down there in Tijuana, the red light district. And, you know, there's a lot that's happening there I don't see. When I pray, I can believe that God is doing something in the spiritual realm, and I may not even see it until I enter into His kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's just, you know, such promises to stand upon. That He hears our prayers and He's going to answer it in His timing.
Sheila, what would you say to someone right now who's going through a really rough time?
Yeah, I think what I would like to say is I've been learning more and more about triggers. And when I say triggers, it's just, you know, things from our childhood or through our past or through things that we're going through that we really need to guard our mind and our heart. And, you know, just a few words someone can say to us, and it can just trigger us. But the enemy can take that, and he can just run with it, and then all of a sudden we're just in this pit of hard to get out of depression and the enemy just keeps on, you know, beating at us. And I just think it's those triggers that we just really got to protect our mind and our thought process. And we really got to think. When things are told to us or said to us, you know, we really got to stop and ask the Lord, is this you, God, telling me this? Or is this, you know, man, or just a principality or power that's just telling this to me?
Mm-hmm.
And I think by that, it just, it helps us to, and I keep, you know, going back to this, and I'm still trying to grow and learn this, of this protection of the mind and what, you know, we take into our mind and into thought process. I'm trying to guard myself and just make sure it's of the Lord. And if it's not of God, then for me not to go there. But it's very, very challenging.
Those are encouraging words and very insightful and practical. Would you mind praying for someone right now who's going through a really difficult time?
Father, we come before you right now, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father, that we can pray, Lord, to you, Father, as we fix our eyes, not on what is seen, but what is the unseen, Father. And Father, we know, Father, there's many, many out there right now, Lord, that is hurting, that is struggling, and we've all been there, and we are there sometimes too, Lord. But, Father, greater is you, Father, who is in us, Lord. And we thank you, Father, that we have you indwelling in our hearts, Lord. And we just want to especially pray for that someone right now, Lord, that they would know that you are their God and that you're going to take hold of them with the right hand and you're going to tell them, do not fear, I will help you. And this is a promise we know, Lord, that comes from Isaiah 41:13. So, Father, please, Lord, we just ask you to go before and just put mercy and grace over that someone, that one person, Lord, that needs to hear your voice, do not fear, that you're going to help them. We thank you for your promises, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
A gentle and poignant reminder of the power of prayer in the story and ministry of Sheila Ringler. There's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment to open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. We got a special presentation for you there. And to join the Good Life Partnership Club with your financial support and your prayers, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Partners. 2 Corinthians 4:18 says, "So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest today, Sheila Ringler. Find out more at momsinprayer.org. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, I'm Danny Almashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.
Just leave it to me. I'll leave.